This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 19 for Tuesday, August 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Tuesday morning, seeing some follow-through buying interest after yesterday's move higher. Canola up $6 to over $10, the November contract up $6.40 at $777.20 per ton. Chart signals contributed to the gains as prices moved back above some key moving averages. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided additional support, with Malaysian palm oil also up on the day. However, soybeans were a bit softer, while European rapeseed held closer to unchanged. Heat warnings remain in place in southern Alberta, while temperatures in the upper 20s to low 30s are forecast across the rest of the prairies. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower as condition ratings improved for the three crops. Soybeans down 5 cents in the November contract at $13.21 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was pegged at 59% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's up 5 points from the previous week. An estimated 94% of the crop was blooming, with 78% setting pods. Forecasts look reasonably favorable across the Midwest for the next few days, but sharp gains in soy oil did provide underlying support, helping temper the declines. Corn, also pressured by improving condition ratings, the September contract down 5 cents at $4.70 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop improved 2 points in the good to excellent category, now at 59%, with 96% of the crop in the silking stage of development. Rising yield estimates from a number of private forecasters contributed to the declines, with a gap lower on the charts bringing in additional speculative selling. U.S. wheat futures are also lower, Minneapolis down 5 cents in the September contract at $8 per bushel. Kansas City down 7 cents in September at $7.43 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 14 cents in the September contract at $6.01 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat crop edged up 1 point to 42% good to excellent, with the advancing harvest also weighing on prices. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 92% complete, with 24% of the country's spring wheat off the field. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 15th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.